Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight Talk About Health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable, supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
Here's fabulous news. Red wine could save your life. Paul Rosen, do you agree with that statement? Well, I'll tell you what. Don't tell me right now. Let's
you
find out
Bacchus.
Later in the show.
You and Bacchus, I
Bacchus,
see.
Yes. That's us. You bet. We're all in for that. I wonder how many people get that reference.
I don't know, but
not
I hope they
many.
Do.
Did you know that Bacchus was the origin of the phrase Bacchanal? That's where that comes from.
Okay.
Man, we're getting deep and
yes,
intellectual already this morning.
We are.
Paul Rosen, we're going to hear from our friend Frontier Pete momentarily, but we also have a loaded show. What's happening on the program this morning?
Well, the big question is, do you know whether your body is too acidic or too alkaline? Did you know that either one will cause problems? To stay healthy, your pH does matter. Learn how to put yourself in the sweet spot and thrive. And is red wine, as you just alluded to, really the elixir of the gods? Plus, what your nails say about the condition of this organ and your overall health.
And we want you to participate in this morning's show. Give us a call right now at 503-225-0860. You can call in, chat with Paul Rosen about your health issue. Most importantly, you could get on your road to better health. 503-225-0860. Paul has a couple of books. One is called The Great Health Heist, and the other is The Missing Piece. If you call and go on the show, you get a copy. You'll get a copy of one of those books.
We don't mail them, so you will have to come and pick it up in the office, but it will be waiting for you, and I'd be happy to sign it. Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue, and other aspects of the digestive system at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375. Bring a friend, colleague, family member. That's 360-750-7375.
And, of course, you'll be doing that friend or colleague a favor by bringing them along. 360-750-7375. Quickly, for those who thought they may have accidentally tuned into NPR, Bacchus is the Roman god of wine and intoxication. That was the reference Paul made a few minutes ago, just so we're all on the same page here. Okay, Paul, quickly, how about we check in with Frontier Pete?
Excellent.
Here
idea.
We go.
A moment with me, Frontier Pete, all natural woodsman. Little concerned about my friend Irwin here.
Hey, Pete, in a little pain here.
Irwin, what in the world are you doing?
Well, Pete, I heard you could tell things about your health from your nails.
Yeah, and so?
So I thought I could get that knowledge directly if I took the nails from my toolbox and drove them right into my head. It hurts.
Irwin, they meant your fingernails, not your nail nails.
Oh, heck, Pete, you know I'm no good at these things.
I know, Irwin.
Well, help me pull these out, will you?
Well, okay.
That's one.
Irwin, has this at least taught you something about your health?
Yeah, to stay healthy, don't drive nails into your head.
That sounds like perfectly sound advice to me, Paul.
It does. Just don't drink tap water.
Don't drink tap water? What does that have to do with anything?
Tap, tap.
Oh, okay, there we go. I kind of knew you were going there as I was asking the question. Yeah, that was well earned, I might add. That was very well earned. Thank you, James.
You guys
Studio
are so
engineer.
Harsh. I mean, the cost of having fun around here is
high.
It's a bit high.
It's very high.
Yeah,
you just can't
high.
Put yourself out there. Who do you think you are? Bacchus?
Yeah.
There you go. I hope everybody learned something from that this morning. Bacchus, the Roman god of wine and intoxication.
Well, let's hope they learn more than that.
Hey, we're going to explain why Bacchus was so healthy later in the show. But for right now, Paul, acid and alkaline content.
Yeah. So this is a big topic. It's pretty fatty right now, you know, like FADDIE.
Why is that? Why is it catching on that way?
Well, I mean, it's been for a while. There is a lot of information in the alternative, health world about the importance of maintaining pH balance. That is, pH is the measurement of what is acid and what is alkaline. And there's information out there about how, if environments are too acidic, that is kind to growing cancers and so forth. And, try to become more alkaline. And then there, of course, the fad was was the flames of the fad were fanned. Ooh, try to say that quickly.
The flames of the fad were fanned. Very good.
Nice.
Not too bad.
Anyway, and that was with these water filters that also have the capacity to change the pH of water, alkalinize it, as it were.
So is the point
And they
here,
cost a lot of money.
Is the point here to keep the acid content in our bodies low or just in the right balance?
Balanced.
Okay.
And so I was having patients that were coming in and they were asking me these questions about, whether or not they should spend money on these filters. And I found out the cost of them. And it just boggled my mind at how expensive these things were. Two,
so
three, four.
It's kind of a lot of
$1,000 and more.
That's
and,
ridiculous. It's like a lot of other health fans, though. Once we become convinced this is something we should have, that market kind of generates itself.
Let's explore it a little bit. So the theory behind alkaline water is, in a nutshell, that alkaline ionized water is a powerful antioxidant with surplus electrons that can mop up, as it were, the dangerous free radicals you have coursing through your veins.
This sounds like UFO kind of stuff to
me. No. That's real science here. That's marketers, excuse me, a little bit of frontier peace.
Would you like some alkaline
bit of the
water? would that be helpful?
A little bit of the dust.
I noticed, by the way, you brought in your thermos, which is not only orange, but it's shaped like a bullet and is the size of a howitzer shell. So you should have plenty of water this morning.
I would you like some?
No. Not
marketers,
in that container.
Marketers, and this is what I was referring to with these, this equipment, claim alkaline water can correct excess acidity in your tissues, which can then prevent or reverse cancer, arthritis, and other degenerative diseases. Research, however, reveals a somewhat different observation. Acid-loving cancer cells, for example, have been successfully destroyed with acidic agents. Sort of like an irony there.
So
an opposite understanding.
Let me make sure I heard that properly, Paul. You say that acidic agents can destroy cancer cells.
Has been shown. So things are not quite as simple as simply drinking some alkalinized water. And I'm going to share some other information that shows you how, potentially complicating that is, including an interview with one of my patients who actually went out there and did it and realized, oops, that was a wrong turn.
Is that Rosalind?
Yes.
Okay. She's
ready So let's take a closer look at this. So as a clinician who has helped tons of folks who prefer using safe, natural, and effective methods, the only thing that counts is results. Right. And restoring pH balance, if it's necessary, and I highlight in bold, italicized, underline, if it's necessary, is most effective when done with the help of a professional, a guide who can actually monitor the process. When you start messing around with your acid-alkaline balance, you can do some serious damage to your body.
So let me ask you this, Paul, right away. How do we know that our alkaline or acid balance may be out of whack?
That's a good question, and I am coming to that information.
All right.
So neutral pH, just for getting yourself anchored, is 7.0. That's neutral. Higher is alkaline and lower is acidic. Your body, basically, in all the various tissues and organs and glands, have different levels of pH. Some are acidic, some are alkaline. The blood is slightly alkaline. 7.35 to 7.45 is normal. Saliva is slightly alkaline, 7.1 to 7.5. And normal pH of the urine is 6.2. And of the bowel is 6.5. And in the middle of that, the small intestine is alkaline. It's above 7.1 or 2.
Who's the lucky guy who gets to measure the alkaline in the urine?
It's really easy. Just pee in a cup. Saliva can be tested using Hydrion. That's Hydrion. Hydrion test paper, right? And a study that was done not that too far long ago, but some time ago, basically revealed that in a sample group, two-thirds of all of you out there basically are not balanced with respect to pH.
Two-thirds. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. I wonder, too, would it be a phlebotomist or somebody like that who does these kinds of tests?
Well, the phlebotomist will take the blood,
right,
and someone else will read it.
And is it just a matter of sticking the paper in there and taking a look at it and determining what
not
the balance
the blood,
is?
Not the blood, but the saliva or the urine.
Okay, so there are specific methods by which this is accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You can arrive at these numbers.
Mm-hmm. Blood and saliva will show, reveal the calcium-phosphorus balance. Now, why is that important? Because calcium is used by the body to increase the pH or alkalize it, while phosphorus is used to decrease the pH or acidify it. So this is one of the reasons why people who consume lots and lots of soft drinks, for example, are over-acidifying their body because soft drinks contain a lot of phosphoric acid, and that can create all kinds of things like cavities and gum disease and digestive disease and even add to things like osteoporosis.
If I'm not mistaken.
And even add to things like immune deficiencies because they are depleting the body of either calcium or phosphorus or certainly altering the balance.
And if I'm not mistaken, Paul, that phosphoric acid is right there on the label for soft drinks.
Mm-hmm. So this doesn't happen like, you know, you take a sip of soft drink and, you know, your bones fall off. I mean, we're not talking that. What we're talking about is the slow drip, 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 right, over time. And then you wake up one day and you go, oh, geez, my doctor says I've got osteoporosis or all of a sudden I've got various types of chronic degenerative diseases, arthritis, et cetera, et cetera. The pH of the body, the environment of the body, in order to maintain normal function and ward off against disease, the pH of the body is really, really, really important. But it's not that difficult to maintain, right? Unless you're doing things, your lifestyle includes things that undermine your pH balance on a regular basis.
Hold that thought, Paul. 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. We want to hear from you. Call now at that number. Join Paul Rosen here on Health Matters and talk about your health issue. So first and foremost, among the lifestyle issues, I think, Paul, that will affect these things, the alkaline level, the pH level in our bodies, is, of course, our diets. Is that correct?
Yes. The normal ratio of calcium to phosphorus is 4:1. This is the balance that the body keeps on its own when you're doing the right things for your body. right? The condition of a body that is too acidic is referred to as a condition of acidosis. Over-acidic patients don't metabolize or digest carbohydrates well. Thus, diabetics often tend to experience acidosis. And the condition of a body that is too alkaline is referred to as alkalosis. And most people who experience seasonal allergies, arthritis, or hay fever are often too alkaline. So other over-alkaline conditions are loose teeth, dental disease, migrating neuritis. That is, you know, you get these aches and pains in various parts of your body that you can't explain, seem to blow around like the wind.
And that would be joint pain among
That would be
things?
Arthritis in the okay. joints and other right. parts of the body would be attributable potentially to a condition called neuritis or inflammation of the neurons.
And again, all these things may have to do with the balance of calcium to phosphorus in our body.
Mm-hmm. In the case of neuritis, microscopic crystals of calcium literally drop out of the body fluids, blood or the lymph, causing migrating neuritis that improves, by the way. You'll know you have this condition if you consume citrus, like oranges or grapefruit juice, but worsens as the acid citrus is metabolized. In other words, your neuritis, the pain you're experiencing, disappears when you drink citrus juices or eat citrus fruit. And then at some point in the future, within an hour or two or four, reappears. Right? Because the citrus, the additional acid in the that turns out in the digestive system and thus in the fluids, body fluids, basically causes the crystals to go back into liquid form.
And it acts that quickly. Just mm-hmm. that small amount of juice can have that big an impact
you
on
bet.
The processing going on in your body.
You bet. So anyone whose pain feels better with citrus then worsens within hours knows this condition, knows what I mean.
I wonder, too, Paul, if that's not the origin of some old wives' tales. For example, somebody comes in and says, I have these aches and pains, and the homegrown doctor mixes up something that basically is acidic, you know, like a juice, and gives it to their patient, quote-unquote patient. The patient goes away, drinks that, temporarily feels better, and therefore must feel the doctor is a miracle worker, or the so-called doctor, you know, the old wife, whoever it is, making that stuff for them.
I just don't like the way you're couching all of that, Rod.
Well, it could be my terminology.
Western medical doctors do the same thing every day.
Well, I don't know
with medications.
About that.
Absolutely. With medications. Utilizing medications, suppressing symptoms, and then creating little minor miracles for people, and then sending them off, believing that the root cause of their illness is actually addressed, when for the most part it's not.
My point is that you've explained a scientific
just
basis.
Just want to make that point. So we're not at all far from that scenario that you're painting.
Well, fair enough. But you've explained a scientific basis for temporary pain relief, which is really just that. It's very temporary. You're not really fixing anything in the long term, right?
Well, you're not fixing the root cause because you actually want to reestablish normal pH. If you reestablish normal pH, then the neuritis disappears and you have addressed the root cause.
And to also maybe further this example, somebody who has that kind of temporary pain relief, maybe their system is out of whack, they have some kind of acidic juice, whatever it is, and they feel better quickly, they may feel they found some kind of miracle cure.
And that would be a pH imbalance related condition.
And they would have no idea.
Migrating neuritis.
And they would not know how to define that, really. All they know is, if I drink this, I feel better for a little while. So
I'll
drink more of this.
And honestly, that's the way most people, you know, that's the way most of us deal with things that annoy us or create concern for us.
So I think
as we adapt, we find something, we look out there, we try to find something that seems to manage the condition. And the point of this whole presentation is to recognize that there is some science behind this. And with a personalized nutritional healing program and some monitoring by a professional, all of this can be identified relatively quickly, and then you're on your way to handling the root cause of the problem.
There you go, right there. And that's the point I was leading to also. You can use these principles maybe to have long-term relief from your aches and pains.
So when your pH is not balanced, the rate at which your body heals drops off. So if you notice that, you know, the way in which your body heals is compromised in some way, there is a possibility that that is in part due to an abnormal balance, two acid, two alkaline. For example, stomach ulcers reflect the body's inability to heal when you've got stomach ulcers. The other thing is that your endocrine system is wholly involved in stomach ulcers and also Crohn's disease and IBS. The pituitary gland, which is the gland right in the middle of your head, in your skull, and it is the manager of all of the other glands, is key. The health of the pituitary gland is key to balancing stomach acid, which is really kind of interesting.
So your pituitary gland, as you've just explained, is really the master control. So if there's something wrong with that, everything else is going to be
it's the general.
Not operating in the best way it could.
Alkalosis is more often experienced by vegetarians than other folks who eat more of an omni diet.
Because I assume they're missing some essential ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is what? Is that calcium meat, they're not getting enough of?
Meat and, other. I'm going to get to the groups of things. In fact,
okay.
It's coming right up here. So cereals are acidic, except for millet and buckwheat, along with protein, like meat and fish and poultry and dairy, except for goat dairy, milk and cheese, and eggs and oils. As well as legumes like beans and lentils are generally acidic. Leaf and root veggies, including potatoes, tomatoes, are generally alkaline along with fruit. Citrus fruit is kind of in the middle. It's funny, and that's what I was describing. In the beginning, they're acidic before digestion but become alkaline afterwards.
And you said goat-derived products also have advantages,
goat
is that right?
Goat milk and cheese, I said, were not acidic.
They're not acidic.
Right.
Is that true, guys?
See?
No, that's a confirmation
there
right
go.
There.
Confirmation. Oh, get out of here.
That was good.
I was like...
That deserved the rim shot,
yeah,
I think.
What are you? You're a reader of sheep buzz?
You should be pleased, Paul, that we're going the extra mile for you, bringing goats into the control room to underscore your point.
Hey, get... One went right underneath my chair.
Yeah, let's get them out now. They tend to be problematic if they stick around too long.
Oils tend to acidify, and especially rancid oils, which is why it's really important to know what type of oils, number one, and the product in particular that presents with, whole, fresh as can be oil. Rancid oils are one way to really destroy your health.
I'm okay with that. I think if I was reaching for a delicious snack, rancid oils would be last on my list of possibilities.
Yuck.
Red wine can do you a lot of good or not. We'll talk about that later in the show here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural. That's acunatural.com. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
There is hope out there.
And you're doing better.
I'm telling people there's an exact plan for you.
Wow.
And it was, I just could not believe it.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
503-225-0860. We'd like to hear from you this morning on Health Matters. 503-225-0860 to speak to Paul Rosen directly about your health issue. Also, AccuNatural.com is where to go to find all kinds of interesting information. ACUNatural.com. Paul, what kind of things are on the website these days?
Well, I mean, we've got, if you want to know specifically what nutrition response testing is, there is a video that shows you. There's also a lot of information about the nutrition response testing, what it is, where it came from. There's also a lot of information. We've got a kitchen, Beth's Kitchen, which contains hundreds of healthy recipes that follow the low grain or no grain, you know, no sugar diet. So there's that. There are all kinds of testimonials, people in various who experienced various conditions, health conditions that were resolved with their own personalized nutritional healing program. So you can listen to those. And then we even, as you know, we began putting radio shows themselves on the web recently. So you can go to acunatural.com and listen to, encore presentations of the show anytime you like.
I like that a lot. So we address a variety of topics on those shows, too. So, you know, if you're looking for additional information about your health issue, that also is a good resource at AccuNatural, acunatural.com.
I mean, if you're tired of taking medications and want to get off them, or before that, if you want to avoid having to take medications, a personalized nutritional healing program is absolutely the most effective way to move forward. It's the most effective way to move forward. And as many of you have been listening for quite a while, the one of the most common responses from patients who have agreed to come on the air and talk about their own experience say they just, never realized, they constantly were confused about what supplements to take and whether or not they were working, and or confused about other therapies that they may have undergone in order to address their condition, and were quite surprised to learn that, yes, they were unique. they as we all are. And that identifying those uniquenesses and addressing those uniquenesses is the first and foremost and best way to get results.
Go to AccuNatural.com for all that and more. ACUNatural.com. Before we hear this first person story about how your patient Rosalind got on her way to better health, Paul, you made a point a few minutes ago about dairy products derived from goats, right? What was that point again? What about the goats?
The point was is just that they were not, they were, although dairy generally is, when it's digested, is generally acidic, that the goat dairy was not.
Not acidic goat dairy product. So we brought some goats in here to confirm that for us. And
oh, my gosh. You know, this place is getting like, this place is looking a lot more like a barnyard.
That's okay. If it gets us to our information, I think that's a good thing. The goats have a special surprise for us, though, Paul.
Okay.
They brought in themselves for an encore presentation. So these are talented goats.
Talented goats.
Let's see what the goats have going on.
All right. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
That's
goes
enough
a long
of that.
Way. There you go. The Star Wars theme is performed by goats.
Thank you.
Well, you never know. You know, you tune in thinking you're going to get health information.
Nothing happens unless you take a risk.
That's true. And that was a risk. So thank you, goats, for your efforts.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Maybe you should stick to producing
delicious
dairy products.
Hey, let's get to Rosalind, who was experiencing fibromyalgia and arthritis, and she. She, got interested in pH, and she was doing some research and reading, and she went out and got herself thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and listened to her experience.
Rosalind, start off with some of the things that you were suffering from before you came to see me.
Well, I have a list about a mile long complaints that I had, but the most significant was the for years I've been suffering with increasing discomfort from arthritis and fibromyalgia, and as anyone who's over that 30-year-old hump knows, it just only gets worse with time. And I had been familiar with NRT, and I'd been referred to you.
NRT meaning nutrition response testing.
Right.
Right.
And I'd been referred to you as a very good practitioner in the area, and came to see you and found that indeed you are a very good practitioner.
Well, thank you so much, dear. I appreciate that. But you know, it does take a team. So your willingness to actually follow your nutritional healing program is certainly a huge factor in the success, don't you think?
Well, it's been the of course there are nutritional supplements, whole food supplements that you've given me to help my body heal, but most significantly has been a change in diet, and it's really hard to not enjoy some of the foods that that a lot of people eat without thinking about them. But when I weigh the, you know, having this really nice chocolate mocha, you know, cappuccino milkshake, and then having to hobble around on you know, with pain all over my body, not so much of a choice.
Yes. Well, I certainly agree with you, and you know, maybe they're you know, I don't know if you remember. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show at all, but I did speak of you know, one patient who absolutely could not make that connection and was not willing to give up their honey bunches of oats in order to you know, take control of their health. And you know, there are those folks out there, but hopefully there are more folks like you.
Well, there's been a side benefit too, that in having to make a lot of changes to my diet, and I'm somebody who I really enjoy cooking and I really enjoy eating, and I'm not willing to live on, you know, just nothing.
I know that's so, totally true, and you shouldn't. So what happened?
And so, well, what I've done over the years is really done a lot of research with food, whole food, fresh food. And I make a point of buying the best quality and the most variety of food that I can eat, and finding really good and nutritious ways to prepare it. And I would say that we eat better in my house than most of the people I know. We rarely have the same meal, you know, twice in 2 weeks. We have a huge variety of food. It's always delicious. And we enjoy preparing it, and we enjoy eating it.
Point there, Paul, I think, is that when Rosalind came to you, she just knew she was in pain. She had no idea of the causes, and you were able to help her identify that. Is that right?
Those are the uniquenesses that I mentioned. that's what we're missing. Most of us try to handle our health conditions, you know, first and foremost by ourselves, doing some research, doing some reading, maybe just listening to a friend who knew somebody else who did something, and so here, you try it. That's the way most people handle chronic functional illnesses. And good luck with that. It doesn't generally work very well. I mean, yes, every once in a while you've got your miracles. Oh my gosh, I did this, and can you believe it? And then, of course, you try it and it doesn't work. And you go, oh, well, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe it's my genetics. Maybe it's, you know, God who's not smiling on me, or whatever it happens to be. Turns out what it really is you've never had the opportunity to fully understand who you are as an individual and have somebody identify those things, and then identify the actions that you can take to address the obstructions and the nutritional deficiencies that you're experiencing. And bing, bang, boom, just like Rosalind experienced, she had the benefit of that, her own individualized nutritional healing plan. And all of a sudden, the food worked and the supplements worked. And, you know, you start getting the results.
that easy. And I assume she went through the NRT, the nutrition response testing, which you can see demonstrated at AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com. If people ask me one thing most commonly about this show, Paul, it's that. It's what exactly is this nutritional response testing? Where can I see it in action? And now we know. AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com.
The muscle testing itself looks kind of, you know, simplistic, maybe even to some woo-woo or even ridiculous. And I get that because lots of times things that are new, things that are that we're not familiar with, are often, you know, rejected out of hand. But at the end of the day, all of the people that you have heard on these radio shows over the last 12 years are people just like you, just like me, who kind of ran out to the end of the line and found the answer.
Here's something. If you look at your fingernails and they're talking to you, you're not crazy. Your fingernails are telling you important things about your health. More soon here on Health Matters.
And this is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, just go to my website at AccuNatural, ACU Natural, click on the radio show page and choose the show that interests you. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
And if you really think about it, what does medication do except treat the symptom?
Exactly.
Then once you eliminate that and you reach a different plateau, it's indescribable.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
If you go to AccuNatural.com, among all the other incredible things you can find, it's an archive of this program. All kinds of topics are covered. Also, along with that archive, Paul, there's a picture of you in this very studio.
Oh, my gosh.
A picture taken with my very smartphone, as a matter of fact, showing my smartphone photography skills, which are limited, but I guess you have to have a good topic, right? A good subject.
Oh, my gosh.
It always looks better that way. Call 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. We're standing by right now to chat about your health issue better. You can get your way on the road to solutions. 503-225-0860.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue, at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. All you have to do is call my office first thing Monday morning, 360-750-7375, and save yourself a seat. That's 360-750-7375.
And go to AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com. I'm there right now, Paul. You said you had recipes? You do. I've not had breakfast this morning, but you have a recipe here for borscht with sausage and eggs.
Yeah.
I could give that a shot when I get home.
It is totally delicious. Soups, broths, and stews are the absolute most, they're tasty, they're relatively easy to make, and they are extremely important in maintaining pH balance.
I know you're big on bone broth and things like that, too, but actually borscht with sausage and eggs sounds much better to me than bone broth.
Well, there you go. They're in the B category, but, you know, whatever turns you on.
Well, that would work bone better broth, for me, I think.
Bone broth, borscht.
There you go. Before we run out of time, how about we get to part two of Rosalind's testimonial and her story of how she improved things for herself.
And in particular, this was a segment where Rosalind revealed that at some point her symptoms got worse. And when she came in and after some investigating and interviewing, found out that she had gotten a hold of some alkalinized water from some very expensive equipment, and something happened that she was not prepared for.
All right, here we go.
The bottom line is, what result health-wise?
Oh, I can, you know, I have, if there's ever a time where I go off my diet or the restrictions for any reason, I'm I have so much pain. I'm really just flattened. You know, I can't get out of bed. I can barely move. I have headaches. But, you know, so with the right diet and with avoiding the things that I need to avoid, I have no symptoms. And you know, I'm almost 60 years old, and I do not have any symptoms of arthritis or fibromyalgia or any of the bone problems. All of my, you know, cholesterol and bone density and all those tests come back completely in range, and I don't feel like someone who's almost 60 years old.
How important is it to know, or was it to you, to get the specific nutritional information that was provided by the evaluation? I mean, how important?
Well, it's amazing. You can, you know, a lot of people stay away from certain kinds of foods because they generically know that they're not good foods. But those aren't necessarily the foods that aren't good for them. I do know people who can eat a little bit of sugar once in a while. It doesn't bother them at all. When I eat sugar, it affects me for weeks at a time.
Right.
And things like grains. Some people do fine with whole grains and
I haven't found many, but yeah, I mean I hear what you're saying. I mean, basically the specific information is so critical to success.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you don't know exactly what your specific nutritional needs or barriers to healing are, then it's just trouble city.
Absolutely. I mean, eggs are a terrific food, and they're very healthy, especially if they're good eggs. But I can't eat them.
But not for you,
right?
At least at this stage,
right?
And we're working on changing that. There is one point, and we're running out of time. But I wanted to get to one point because there's this sort of thing going on where people are spending a lot of money on alkalizing their water, and didn't. You were doing really, really well until there was this event that happened. What was it?
Well, there was...
And you got to make it quick, though. You got to make it quick because we're running out of time.
Well, a couple of months ago, some friends of mine were telling me about it's an alkaline water that's supposed to alkalinize your system and cure a whole host of ills. And all of the literature on it sounded very impressive. And I started drinking it, and I really experienced a lot of discomfort.
In other words, by the time you got to me, I had to figure out what the heck was going on because things were going backwards.
Right.
And so this is another indication. And, you know, another indication that specific, individualized, you know, needs are critical to getting the right result if you're going to use nutrition. So this whole idea that there is one approach for everybody really falls flat in its face, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So with you, when you started to drink this alkaline water, you started to get all of your digestive symptoms back, and you started to experience some of that arthritis or the fibromyalgia, right?
Well, I found out that I need a more acid environment.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's so important, is that there is a way to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say to anybody out there who wanted to supercharge nutritional healing?
I say find out exactly what you need on your body and stop eating sugar.
Exactly right. Exactly. Stop eating sugar, but find your specific needs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, get an evaluation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Always we come back to the cutting out of the sugar, don't we, Paul?
We do.
Every time.
And that is a general rule that no one needs to be evaluated or tested for.
That's just a thing we should all be taking for granted.
It's just the nature of the beast. And
we are the beast, so stop eating sugar.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
All right.
All right. So next hour, here's something we can do, Paul. We can boost our brain power. Are you aware of that? You can do that by chugging on a bottle of wine.
Yeah, right.
Maybe or maybe not. We'll find out soon here on Health Matters.
Dumb and Dumber. Anyway, this is Paul Rosen. Stay tuned for more.
Next
hour.
We'll
be right back.
What else are we going to do? What's this fingernail thing all about?
Oh,
tell me about that.
That's very important. What organ reflects the health of your fingernails. Stay tuned.
That depends on the color of your fingernails and the texture and other things. So I don't think the fingernails literally talk to us, or do they?
They don't speak auditorially, but yeah, they reveal great information.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's all next hour. Things you must know, we'll want to know for your better health here on Health Matters. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
Paul, I'm very intrigued by this idea that drinking wine could make us smarter. Now, some of us, by that standard, will be very smart. I guess we'll find out whether or not that's true, or whether or not wine really indeed makes you healthier at all, among the topics we'll be discussing this hour on Health Matters.
Or you could say, stop whining.
You could do that. That's the easy joke, though.
I know.
To mention wine and have somebody start whining.
But I have to use the easy joke. I'm just not that smart. I got to use the easy joke.
I saw that joke on Mork and Mindy 40 years ago, and I realized there are some jokes.
And it was funny then.
It was funny 40 years ago. Now, not so much.
Humor has a time,
yeah,
an expiration
date? Yeah,
it does,
as a matter of fact. Some things do, and that would be high on the list right there. So tell us what else is happening on the show this hour.
Well, we're going to talk about wine and whether or not it really is the God's elixir. And also we're going to talk a little bit about the quality of your nails.
Fingernails,
toenails, and what that might reveal about your health.
Which is kind of cool. You can look at your nails and find out things that may be essential to maintaining your good health. 503-225-0860 is our phone number right here at the studio. Give us a call right away. 503-225-0860. Paul Rosen is standing by to discuss any health issue that is bothering you right now. You can get on your road to better health. And if you go on the air with Paul, you can get a copy of one of his books, The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver. Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call 360-750-7375 first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat.
360-750-7375. And while you're at it, go to acunatural.com, acunatural.com. You can do that while you're listening to this show even. On that site, you will find Paul in a video giving a demonstration of muscle response testing. Is that right?
Nutrition response testing, yes. Actually the muscle testing. And as I say, for me, It might look a little simplistic or a little, goofy, but the bottom line is I always say to get unusual results, you need to use unusual methods, and results is what counts.
And also at AccuNatural.com, you can find recipes for all kinds of healthy foods and an archive of this very program addressing numerous topics.
The way to think about it is, if you're struggling with your health or if you're looking for guidance as to how to maintain good health, almost every single person who has ever come to see me has already had multiple blood tests, has already had multiple saliva tests. They've already tested their urine. They've tested their skin and their hair. And they've done all of these physical tests and are still not satisfied with their condition. Why would you think that doing those same tests with a different practitioner would get you different results, right? You've got to think about doing something different. You've got to think about doing using a different method of evaluation if you have any chance of finding a different result, right? Is that too simplistic?
No, it's not too simplistic. If things aren't working for you, there are probably reasons why they're not working. So try something else.
I understand that one might be skeptical of something new. I certainly was. When Dr. Freddie Yulin performed the muscle testing, the nutrition response testing evaluation, and did it for me, I was extremely skeptical. I had used all of the chemical methods of evaluation, and nothing and no one could figure out what was going on until I followed Freddie Yulin's advice using nutrition response testing, and from that, my health began a transformation, a miraculous transformation, but over a period of 15, 16, 17 years that has resulted in restoration of a life. I can't imagine anything more amazing, right? Does it happen overnight? No. And anybody that claims that they can help you miraculously overnight is probably somebody you want to avoid. It's certainly been my experience. But if you're willing to take the steps, you're willing to take the steps to do something different, be evaluated in a different way, and ultimately be told that you can experience a greater quality of life, then come join us.
And also go to AccuNatural.com to check out more information about all that. ACUNatural.com. Paul, to our topic, what's all this business about red wine? In particular, people have been saying for years that if you take a little bit of alcohol every day, you may be doing your health some good. So we want to talk about alcohol as it relates to wine in general. What is it about wine that may be good for our health, or is it good for our health?
Well, let's get something straight on the front side. Alcohol is not healthy in general. Alcohol is not healthy. Now, there are many forms of alcohol that one might consume, but alcohol itself is definitely not a healthy thing to consume.
Is it a myth then to say that a little bit of alcohol is good for us?
It's an oversimplification. It's really an oversimplification. And if you buy into the fact that you're preserving your health by drinking, I've got a piece of the bridge, the Astoria Bridge, that I've been selling for years that I'd be happy to, give you a special discount on.
So there's that. But what about wine in particular? It just falls under the same umbrella?
There are clearly some constituents, ingredients, or factors in wine that seem to have, a potentially positive influence on the human body. But the problem is wine also contains alcohol. So could you obtain these ingredients like resveratrol, which has recently been touted as a great antioxidant, for the body? Could you get these ingredients in something that doesn't contain alcohol? Sure, you absolutely can. You can get them in berries. You can get them in other types of vegetables. It's available.
So
now
you're learning...
I'm not a teetotaler myself. I don't drink alcohol, and that's because I discovered that for me personally, I'm not an alcoholic, but it absolutely undermines the quality of my life. So I don't do that. I do use some wine in cooking. Absolutely, I do. In marinades, absolutely, I do. But in cooking and in marinades, the alcohol ultimately is evaporated, and you're not consuming the alcohol. So that's cool.
So you're using it for the flavor, I assume. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's back up a minute. You mentioned antioxidants, and if those are present in grapes, would they not be present in wine? And let's assume that. You can confirm or deny that. But if that's the case, aren't antioxidants good for us?
Antioxidants are overblown and oversold, right? Because antioxidants are there to preserve. So let's just take an example. Vitamin C has within it a very potent antioxidant. It's called ascorbic acid. Most people believe that ascorbic acid is vitamin C. It is not. I repeat, it is not. The FDA will only allow a supplement company to say that they have vitamin C, that there's vitamin C in the product, whatever it is, if it contains ascorbic acid.
But they're right? Not the same thing.
But they're not the same thing. The antioxidant is actually a factor or an ingredient in vitamin C to preserve the vitamins in, the factors, the various vitamins. There are multiple vitamins in vitamin C. Right, just like there are multiple pieces in an engine, right? You've got pistons, you've got spark plugs, you've got a block, heads, et cetera, et cetera. So the thing that is the big lump in your automobile that allows you to develop power to go anywhere is an engine. That's what a vitamin is. An vitamin is a little microscopic engine. And without one piece or the other, it doesn't work.
I'd be willing to bet that most, like me, did not know that until this moment, that vitamin C is actually composed of multiple vitamins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vitamin P, vitamin J, vitamin K. We've talked about that in the vitamin show when we do that in many instances.
So for the red wine, though, what about proteins? I'm reading information right now that says these particular proteins in wine may be good for brain power. They may increase memory, for example.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the problem with reading articles and of course, with, with science in general. Somebody comes out and finds out a very small part of the picture. And then when it's published in an effort to make it important, you know, maybe over dramatizes, you know, the effect. I mean, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats are absolutely essential to, any human being.
But you can get those elsewhere.
But you can get them elsewhere.
So you don't necessarily need to reach for that delicious bottle of wine.
Is a glass of wine really tasty? Absolutely. Do I think that every single person has a problem with a glass of wine now and again? No, I don't. As I said, I use wine for cooking. But if you're not doing well, if your health is compromised in any way, with symptoms that come and go or come and stay, and if you're thinking, you read an article that says red wine is good for your heart, then, you know, you're just being bamboozled. As a clinician, this simply isn't true. I have never prescribed, ever, for any person suffering from any heart condition, red wine. I've never done it. There's a reason I've never done it. Because the certainty is that they wouldn't improve.
Also, now I have a point here I want to make. First, though, 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. We're standing by to take your call here on Health Matters. You can discuss any health topic that's on your mind with Paul Rosen, 503-225-0860. Okay, Paul, here's something we have not heard in some time.
Let's make Paul mad.
So this may make you mad, Paul. I'm waiting to hear your reaction.
Okay,
according
go ahead.
To the Journal of Biological Chemistry, and who doesn't get that in their mailbox every month? They say there may be compounds in wine which retard the growth of fat cells. So the conclusion they draw from that is, if you drink wine, you will destroy the fat in your body and stay slim.
Oh, my gosh. I have that piece of the memorial bridge that I've been selling. And for you and you alone, I've got a 30% special this morning. Are you in?
No, actually. And you did not get mad at that information. No. You just kind of said
It's just
said
the
no.
problem. I mean, if you think that you're going to lose weight, you know, and you know, via drinking wine, I mean, there's no hope. There's no hope there. That's just crazy.
I think we're all inclined to believe what we want to believe. So almost everybody likes wine. Who doesn't, as you indicated, like a glass of wine? But here's my point, Paul. Here's my point.
Yeah.
If we hear things we want to hear about wine, such as that it will make us healthy by providing antioxidants, or it will help us stay slim by destroying fat cells, I think many just read that and say, good, I'm in.
Absolutely. I get that. But, you know, if you hear somebody talking about the upsides of wine, you know, other than it might loosen you up a bit from, you know, not being so tight and tense, and maybe for that alone, it's
Why are you looking at me when you say that? I thought I was so relaxed this morning.
No, I'm not. It's the person behind you.
And you know, actually, what tensed me up a little bit was that I went to get coffee this morning, and I know you have some comments or some ideas about my over coffee drinking, the fact that I may drink too much coffee. I actually taped you earlier, Paul. When I went to get coffee, this is what you said.
Put that coffee down.
And it was actually too late. I'd already enjoyed the coffee myself.
No. I mean, coffee, this is another one. Coffee, you know, when you have a product, particularly a food product, and you're looking for ways to sell it, certainly finding some information somewhere touting the upsides of that, you know, product is something you're going to latch onto and promote dramatically.
Well, and you know what? I'm not into that so much. I just like the taste of coffee. So
I love the smell of coffee. In fact, we do some things in the office with essential oils, because essential oils are a big fatty thing right now. And the problem is most people, you know, even though there's all these, you know, self, you know, how to do's and so forth, and people are misusing essential oils and doing all kinds of crazy stuff that they don't really understand. But we put together a vanilla coffee air freshener, which is just, you know, just imagine a fresh vanilla mocha latte.
It sounds almost vaguely wrong, like that spray stuff you can use to make your car smell like it's a new car.
Yeah, in this case, it's an essential oil in a base, either water or, vodka, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's an oil and vodka, and that produces a coffee smell?
No, the essential oil. Coffee has oils.
Oh, it's derived from
vodka?
It's
an essential oil.
Okay, I see.
So it's the oil from coffee, and it's the oil from vanilla.
So go to AccuNatural.com, and you may be able to get the great smell of coffee in your home without actually brewing
some. There are so many ways to handle, you know, the synthetic fragrances that people, put up, you know, in those product like Glade products and, you know, that type of stuff. It's just killing them one in-breath at a time. And you can do amazing things with essential oils, and not only, make an attractive, perfume in the air, but absolutely with no side effects or no risks whatsoever. So it's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Again, that's
so back to wine. The thing about wine is, and I'm not advocating that nobody drink wine. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if your health is compromised in some way, do not get sucked into the idea that wine is somehow going to be a therapy. Right? It just isn't. It just isn't. So, you know, let's separate the entertainment factor from the from the rest of it. And although, yes, there's certainly historical information about the Romans and the Greeks and going by the Egyptians and whatnot using wine for medicinal purposes, I get that. But there are other ways, generally speaking, to arrive at those, benefits. specifically finding out what your unique nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are, without using an alcoholic beverage.
Here's another cause and effect too, Paul. The Mediterranean diet has been thought by many to be healthy for you. It's found that many who go with wine as part of their meals also have Mediterranean diets. So maybe the benefit isn't really from the wine. It's more from the Mediterranean flavor of their meals in the first place.
And this is why studies like this are really very difficult to put much weight into, because there are so many variables, right? So many variables. It's very difficult to do a large study of people and make all of the variables equal across the board, less one, and so forth. And then when you take the uniqueness of each individual, it makes it even harder.
And you've spoken too, Paul, about how some of these studies may be a little bit dubious. According to CNN, they're a pretty good source, CNN, some of these studies showing that compounds in wine may be good for our health involve studies with mice, as they often do. These mice were given incredible amounts of wine, the equivalent of 8 to 10 bottles of wine, to produce the positive health effects that were registered as being the results of the study. I'm surprised the mice just didn't die completely.
Yeah. Well, they were probably so incapacitated that, yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah,
the problem with something like wine and promoting the health benefits is that oftentimes there are as many downsides in studies as there are upsides, right? And you can, here's a study that says that liquor may help your libido. But anybody who's been really drunk, really imbibed, knows that isn't true, right? Plus, for men, it has been shown in a study or two that it actually decreases your fertility.
Well, that's probably possible. It could be that liquor increases your desire, but doesn't enhance your libido if you get...
Ultimately, if you get drunk enough, you don't care about any of it. So, is that a health benefit?
For one day, maybe in a life,
it might be. Life can be overwhelming. I get that. But to promote the health benefits of wine as if, individuals could utilize wine to address various kinds of, maladies is well, it's short-sighted.
Yeah, I would think so. But I also would think that maybe people who make wine are not discouraging the idea that this stuff is good for us.
You could separate the alcohol from the other constituents in the wine, which, as I said, is what happens when you cook with wine, when you use wine in various ways in foods, which is absolutely no problem whatsoever. No problem.
So it's not that the product itself is bad or flawed at all. It's just how you use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So wine in particular, don't go drinking 8 or 10 bottles of wine like lab mice and expect positive results. Also use wine when you're cooking for flavor and for other effects that wine can provide for you to make you a better cook.
If you think that having a glass or two of wine a day is actually a preventative with respect to warding off, health maladies, then that's really extending things beyond the beyond the pale.
Okay, I think we've decided that's the case with wine. Your fingernails may be a gauge to your good health or your bad health. More next on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you are listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural. That's ACUNatural.com. Click on the radio show page. Choose the show that interests you. We'll be right back.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
It's not a myth. It's not magic. It's a program that is wonderful and it works.
Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Your approach is very warm. I feel like you care about whether or not I'm getting better, and that is very encouraging.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
If you happen to be speaking to somebody and he or she is examining her fingernails while you're speaking, they may not be ignoring you. They're just checking up on their health. Details momentarily here on Health Matters. 503-225-0860 is the number to call to speak directly to Paul Rosen. He's right here, right now, ready to talk about your health issue. 503-225-0860.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and others at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday mornings, 360-750-7375, and save yourself a seat.
360-750-7375. The phone is ringing right now in our studio, 503-225-0860. Call us at 503-225-0860, and we'll chat with you about your health issue. Paul, your heart, your liver, your lungs, pretty important stuff, wouldn't you agree? I would say, yeah, those are pretty critical.
They're
to
pretty critical.
Our daily operation. Our They're fingernails pretty. Provide clues to the health of all those. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. First, though, let's go right to the phones. Let's talk to Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for calling. You're on the air with Paul Rosen.
Hi. Good morning,
Melissa. Yes, how can I help?
Hi, Paul. So I'm 55-year-old female, and once in a while I get the restless legs or jumpy legs.
Ah.
And I'm wanting to know, you know, there's all kinds of crazy things you can do about restless legs, but what causes it, and what can I do about it?
Well, the first thing is you have to stop eating sugar. I know nobody likes to hear that, but the bottom line is that's a must. So restless legs are often related to. Are you familiar with something called the autonomic nervous system?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got fight or flight on the one hand, and you've got rest and digest on the other. We call that, those are the two regulators of the autonomic nervous system. And so restless legs is just one symptom of an imbalance in that, that part of your regulatory system. So it's very it on the front side it seems complicated, but it actually really isn't. So we have to balance that system. We got to balance the go mode and the slow mode. So oftentimes people who have restless legs have thyroid issues to start with. And
thyroid checks out okay. So.
Yeah, so do many, and most people's thyroids aren't okay. They check out okay on the blood in a blood test. But they don't, but they, your thyroid, let's put it this way, Melissa, your thyroid can't be okay if you have restless legs. It's impossible. It's an impossibility. It's mutually exclusive.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, that's concerning.
No. It's not, I mean, we're not saying, immediate, oncoming death. But what we're saying is we're saying that over your lifespan of 55 years, many changes have taken place, and you really haven't been paying attention to some of the things that you really need to pay attention to now. And that's the various aspects of the lifestyle that you've been leading that have ultimately prematurely caused some organs or glands. Including your autonomic nervous system, to be imbalanced. And all we have to do is find out what your personal nutritional deficiencies are and barriers to healing. Note, barriers to healing are things like food sensitivities or accumulation of chemicals or metals in your body that are adversely impacting, say in this case, your thyroid or, whatever else. I'm sure that restless legs are not the only symptom that you're experiencing. So this is premature degenerative conditions, which absolutely do not have to exist. But you have to be willing to make changes in your lifestyle. And the sooner, the better. Because when you see these things, like restless legs, there are other conditions underneath that are slowly developing that you know, all of a sudden you turn around and a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, you go, oh my gosh, I have this disease. And, you know, all could be averted if you just took action and responsibility sooner. So, yeah, hopefully you come see us.
Okay. I'll try and cut down on the sugar. If it's not completely stopped it, then thank you very much.
You are totally welcome.
Thank you very much for calling, Melissa. 503-225-0860. As always, the number to call is that one, 503-225-0860, to speak to Paul here on Health Matters. As I sip my coffee here this morning, Paul, what was that you said to me a moment ago?
Put that coffee down.
No, I mean besides that. You said something about restless legs being related to sugar, an intake of sugar. Why is that?
Why? Why does the, I mean, sugar just is, it's that destructive. Sugar itself has that much destructive power in the human body.
Okay, so what are, you know, for my own edification too, what are restless legs to begin with? What does that mean?
Well, it's oh my gosh, when you're oftentimes it happens when you're at rest or when you're, you know, starting to go to sleep, you feel like your legs feel, it's like irritated, like you can't keep still.
Is it like a tingling or something like that? Or do your legs actually start bouncing up and down?
Depending on the individual. Depending on the individual. Very common. It's a very common experience.
And I think
something
that would
which is really, it's really uncomfortable. It makes it very difficult to relax, to rest. And the issue with restless legs, and I hope Melissa's still listening, is that the solution to the restless leg issue is not just, you know, stop eating sugar. You've got to find out specifically the unique underpinnings, right, the unique factors of each individual in order to address it successfully. And I have been very successful with that particular condition, but I need to be able to evaluate an individual and find out what the nutritional deficiency specifically and what the barriers to healing specifically are adversely impacting that individual. So there's you can't just go like, here, take this pill, right? That's a Western medical approach. That's a suppressive approach. That is simply not going to treat the underlying root cause of the problem.
So if restless legs are a sign of some nutritional deficiency, would they also be a symptom maybe of larger health problems?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As I was saying, you know, there's more than one aspect. When by the time a person is experiencing restless legs, there are other things that they're experiencing that they may not even be aware about, or they may be aware about it, but they have tried to manage or are managing in some other way. And that is not addressing the root cause of the issue. And therefore, you know, other more exciting and undermining things, you know, are in the offing. If you, the longer you wait to address the root cause of the problem.
503-225-0860 to speak to Paul. 503-225-0860.
Do we have time for Katie's first?
We don't. We can do that next segment, though.
Next segment.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're fresh out of time.
Well, we're going to have to leave Katie for our next segment.
We
then,
will. Katie's a patient of Paul who had some good luck on her road to better health. We'll hear her first person narrative very shortly. I want to get to this thing about fingernails, Paul. I'm looking at my fingernails right now, and, you know, frankly, they look okay. I think I'm doing okay. They have the right color to them, I think. They're not discolored. They're not yellow or too long. They are very well trimmed, I might add, by myself.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm down with my fingernails.
This is a real self-congratulatory.
Well, you pick the one thing that I think I do have going on okay, and that's my fingernails.
Well, you have a good mustache.
I have a beard. I guess the mustache is part of the beard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the most predominant part.
Oh, okay. That's like looking at a guy's face and saying, you have a nose. Well, yeah, okay.
You have a couple of eyes. I mean, be grateful.
Where are you going to go with that? So we have fingernails,
so
right?
So in general.
Okay.
In general. The point that I want to make is that the health of your nails is reflected in the health of your liver.
in particular your liver.
In particular. So let me say that again. The health of your nails are a reflection of the health of your liver.
So I'm looking at my nails again, and yours too, for that matter, and I think we're all set up pretty well with our nails. So can we assume from that, in general, in a very general sense, that our livers are okay?
You can assume in a very general sense that your liver is okay. But here's the thing. By the time you see some abnormality in nails, your liver is pretty far along the path. So there's no guarantee.
What kind of abnormalities are we talking about?
Oh, you can have discolorations. You can have nails that are brittle, or nails that are overly soft. You can have nails that are overly thick. You can have nails that are discolored in a number of different ways, with white patches like little miniature clouds in them, or you can have yellowed nails. You can have actual discolorations like as if you caught your finger in a door or something like that, almost like a blood clot underneath. There are many different aspects, but ultimately, in general, nails, the health of your nails is reflected in the health of your liver.
We will hear a first-person account, that is, of how a patient of Paul's got on her road to better health. And that's important because it relates to how you could do the same thing for yourself. And that's next here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. Go to AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com. Click on the radio show page and choose any of the shows that interest you. They're right on the website. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
If you're not getting any relief or not finding any forward momentum in your path to trying to get back to health, I would suggest you go and look into muscle response testing. Go see Paul.
It's a life-changing. You feel so much better. It's priceless.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
We've been told for decades, many decades, that spinach is good for us, but a patient of Paul's found out it was the worst thing for her. Details momentarily. 503-225-0860. Always time to include you in the show. 503-225-0860. Go on the air, talk with Paul, get a copy of one of his books, The Missing Piece or The Great Health Heist.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat,
360-750-7375. Also go to AccuNatural.com, ACUNatural.com, for, among many other things, an archive of this very program. Many topics are addressed. It can only do you good to check it out. ACUNatural.com, AccuNatural.com.
We'll finish up this morning with a patient of mine, Katie, who had digestive issues and insomnia and bloating and excess gas and diarrhea and acid reflux, lots and lots of digestive issues. We only have time for the first segment, but check it out. Katie, how did you hear about nutrition response testing?
On KPAM.
On KPAM.
Right. I heard you, like I told you last week, I heard you three times before I actually called.
It took three times.
It took three times. The first time I thought, oh, yeah, right. And then the second time I was going to call Monday morning the first thing. And I didn't. And so then the third time I heard you, I thought, okay, I am calling tomorrow morning. He is talking about everything that I feel.
And what was I talking about?
Okay, just indigestion, bloating, gas, just feeling reflux. Just everything that you're talking about today, too. That's what I was doing. That's what I was experiencing.
So many of us, really, we experience this before we actually find out, what our nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are. Of course, you didn't know what those were until I actually introduced them to you. But,
right.
So you were experiencing all those things, and so what was it about? What was it about? Me or the show? I'm always so curious.
that kind of caught your attention. Was it just the symptoms, talking about the symptoms? Or
right, it was, because I was just thinking, that's, oh, man. And then there were people that were calling in and were kind of saying the same thing and how their lives have changed. And I thought, doggone it, maybe mine will too. Maybe feel better. I didn't, because I thought I was eating pretty well and doing really everything pretty well. And
yeah.
Boy, when you get off of some of the things that you suggest to take totally out of your diet.
And what happens?
You hate to. You know, it does make such a difference.
It makes a difference. So you thought, I mean, you were not, you were actually doing some things for yourself. I mean, what were all the things that you were doing?
Well, I thought I was eating very healthy, you know, and I was eating a lot of spinach, my friend's spinach, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I was eating spinach breakfast, lunch, and dinner practically.
Yeah.
Loved it, and I just thought I was being very, very healthy, good iron source and whatever.
Right.
And obviously, I feel so different not eating it.
And not eating spinach.
I know.
But spinach is, you know, Popeye, the whole thing, you know, it's like
spinach smoothies even.
Yeah. So you were basically killing yourself slowly, even though the you know, spinach might necessarily not be a problem for somebody else. That's what you learned, right?
Right, exactly.
So you got your evaluation. Was the evaluation, you know, uncomfortable? Was it?
No, not at all. No, very nice. You don't like Veronica, I believe, or whoever was the
Vanessa
caller, right, said you don't have to take your clothes off, you don't have to do blood tests, you don't have to do any of that kind of stuff, and it was very painless.
And accurate.
Very professional, very accurate, yeah. And
yeah.
So I think I've been doing this for, what, like a month now?
A month.
Maybe. Months or 5 weeks, one or the other.
Yeah.
And I feel so different. It's amazing.
Tell me, well, explain it for people. I mean, first of all, you got the evaluation, then you got your individualized nutritional healing program.
Right. And my supplements. And I'm a person that has a real hard time remembering to take pills. If I have a prescription for something, I have a very, very difficult time remembering to do that.
So
I've been very diligent.
And why? So what makes this easier?
I don't know. It's just kind of a mind over matter type thing that I'm going to do this because I am feeling better and I want to continue to feel better.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And I feel more aware. I mean, I'm just like...
Isn't that interesting?
Like, I'm, like, aware and stronger. It's just amazing. And I was not sleeping very well.
So symptom-wise, what were all the symptoms that you were having that you are either not having now or are having less of them?
Okay. The bloating. I mean, I would eat something, and it wouldn't even have to be that much at all, and I would just feel like I was just bloated to the gills. And that's gone. Totally
wow.
gone.
Wow.
And the not sleeping, I mean, I sleep like 3 or 4 hours a night. And I'm up to like 6 or 7, so that's a definite improvement for me.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it really is.
Because that's in so many ways the foundation.
Right, right. And much better quality sleep, I think, also. I'm not waking up, you know what I mean?
Because right.
I should be waking up every half an hour
right.
or whatever and then go back to sleep a little bit. And so I'm not doing that any longer. And just feeling... just feeling so much better. In fact, before I would eat something, again, thinking it was very healthy, very good for me.
And, like what?
Oh, I mean, I'll just, you know, well, what was that? What did you take me off of? Well, grains.
Some grains, yeah.
Grains. And I just thought that breads were my friend. So I would have like a sandwich or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Go to a deli and get a nice little sandwich. Or I'd go to Subway and get a sandwich or something. And I'd think, well, this is really healthy. It's got lots of veggies in it, you know, and within about an hour, my stomach would be just like churning and growling. And I was like, well, this is really weird. And again, that bloaty feeling.
Right.
So, and I don't have it.
There you go. A very healthy food, or what we've been led to believe is a very healthy food, spinach, turned out to be the worst thing for her.
Well, the one thing that we unfortunately don't have time to get into is the symptom that she was experiencing while eating spinach, and she didn't know that there was any relationship to the eating of the spinach was diarrhea, was loose stools. And as soon as I got her off the spinach, her loose stools disappeared.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, spinach... along with some other foods, have a lot of anti-digestive qualities to them, which are pretty hard on the kidneys. So if any of you out there have chronic diarrhea, it's a kidney problem. It's not your intestinal problem. It's a kidney problem.
Our message for today is don't eat sugar and
put that coffee down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that does it for the show this week,
Boy,
Paul.
He is totally...
He is. What's happening on Health Matters next week?
Thyroid. We are going to talk thyroid routine blood tests. Miss the condition that would explain these symptoms, irritability, PMS, hair loss, chronic body or joint pain, fatigue, restless legs, digestive upset, fibromyalgia, and learn the 6 best edible oils that are heart healthy. All next week. In the meantime, you ate your way there, and you can eat your way out. It's the food, folks. Keep yours fresh.